Hello, Young Nak family. Welcome back to another opportunity to listen to the Word of God and have our lives and our families' lives transformed by His grace. Let's pray before we read His perfect Word. God, thank you so much for this time as we gather as one family and read your Word together. May our families be blessed and protected as we weather out this terrible pandemic. Lord, I pray that you continue to protect our hearts, our minds, and may we continue to bless one another as we grow in your word and guidance together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's passage comes from 1 Samuel chapter 7, and I'll read the entire chapter in ESV version. And it's going to be 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 through 17. Now hear the word of God. And the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and took up the ark of the Lord and brought it to the house of Abinadab on the hill. And they consecrated his son Eleazar to have charge of the ark of the Lord. From the day that the ark was lodged at Kiriath-Jearim, a long time passed, some 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel said to all the house of Israel, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and direct your heart to the Lord and serve him only. And he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." So the people of Israel put away the Baals and Ashtaroth, and they served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, "Gather all Israel and Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you." So they gathered at Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, "We have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel judged the people of Israel and Mizpah. Now when the Philistines heard that the people of Israel had gathered at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the people of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the people of Israel said to Samuel, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines." So Samuel took a nursing lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered with a mighty sound that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion, and they were defeated before Israel. And the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them as far as below Beth-kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer, for he said, "Till now the Lord has helped us." So the Philistines were subdued and did not again enter the territory of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. The cities that the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel from Ekron to Gath. And Israel delivered their territory from the hand of the Philistines. There was peace also between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel judged Israel for all the days of his life, and he went on a circuit year by year to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah. And he judged Israel in all these places. Then he would return to Ramah, for his home was there, and there also he judged Israel. And he built there an altar to the Lord. Amen. As you can see from this chapter, that the Israelites are in big trouble. Oh man, these mighty Philistines are invading the land of Israel. And the Israelites ask Samuel, "Hey, can you pray on behalf for us so that we will be delivered from these people?" If you look at verse 8, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines." So what does Samuel do? He takes a lamb, the burnt offering, and he cries out to the Lord on behalf of the Israelites, and they are delivered. Doesn't this sound awfully familiar? Doesn't this sound awfully similar to what Jesus has done for us? Jesus became the nursing lamb out to the slaughter as a burnt offering to the Lord. Jesus sacrificed his own body so that our sins may be atoned for. Jesus continues to pray for his people because we know that we cannot come to God outside of what Jesus has done for us and continues to accomplish on our behalf. So that's what Samuel does. Samuel becomes a mediator between God and his people. But here's the thing. When Samuel asks his people to repent, man, they actually repent. When Samuel tells the people of Israel to put away the false gods, they actually put away the false gods. And I think this is a great learning experience that we could have in our own lives. What are some idols? What are some moments of adultery that we practice on a daily basis? What are some idols and what are some distractions in our lives that continue to put our eyes away from the Lord and chase after them? I pray that we'll be able to detect these things. And what are some other lessons that we could draw from? Well, as you can see, Samuel prays on behalf of Israelites. Who are the people who continue to pray for on a daily basis? I get that we want to have the approval of our friends, of our teachers. I don't know how crazy you are about social media, but we want to have the approval of our crowds. But hey, who are the people who will continue to pray for you and accept you despite your sins and brokenness? Despite the things that you don't want the world to know or be exposed of? Well, it could be your family. It could be your mom, it could be your dad, it could be your child, it could be your pastors, it could be your teachers. So take this time to remember who's praying for you at this very moment. Take this time to remember who you could go for your prayer request. Take this time to remember who you can go for to, well, fight with you, fight your battles for you, continue to encourage you. And encourage you to never give up on your journey with God. And how about we also take this time to be somebody's Samuel? Have you been praying for your family? Have you been praying for your friends? Have you been praying for those who are unbelieving? Have you been praying for those who are struggling? Because as you can see, God listens to Samuel and delivers Israelites. And God will surely listen to your prayers and deliver his people. So guys, I hope you will never let go of prayer because God listens to it. Let's pray together. God, as we reflect on this chapter, we look to what Jesus has done and continues to do for us. And we're also convicted by what Samuel has done for his people. And Lord, we are also convicted to be somebody else's Samuel, that we will come to you in prayer on behalf of those who are voiceless. So God, as we continue to pray for those around us, Lord, I pray that we will continue to have faith and hope in our prayer, knowing that you will listen and you will deliver us accordingly. So God, thank you again for this spiritual community. Thank you again for this time we get to share the word of God with our family. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.